Welcome to 92.1 MyFM's Women of Influence. I'm Don McNeil. We're joined by Christy Fiennes, who is the general manager of 400 Chrysler. Christy, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Now, you're the second woman that we've had dealing with the automotive industry. So I'm going to ask you the question I asked her.
Okay.
It seemed to be a really heavily testosterone business.
Yeah.
How is it being a woman in the business that used to be a male-dominated industry?
I think it's incredibly exciting that there's as many women coming into the industry right now as there is. It's an amazing industry. There's so much opportunity. There's so much for everyone, really, to do in the industry. But I know people are always surprised when they ask for the general manager and I come out.
Well, yeah, they're looking for some older guys cigar chomping, and they see, yeah. So I can see that because I'm of a certain generation. But what were some of the big challenges for you?
I think I've been very blessed. So I've had some amazing mentors along the way that have taught me an incredible amount. I think have guided me in the right direction, given me the advice and insight I've needed, and truthfully given me an opportunity to do what I get to do now.
And you turned that back around. You started out as a student, correct?
Yes. So I started in the automotive industry right out of high school. I needed a summer job. So I applied to detail cars. So I detailed cars that summer, which was probably one of the funnest summers I've ever had. And then I decided, you know what, it's probably time for me to go back to school and find my way. So I went back to school, but while I was in school, I still detailed cars, and I had the opportunity to work in reception and parts and service. And then one lucky day, I moved onto the sales floor, and it was a fluke. At the time, we had, you know, a few people calling sick, and it was a busy Saturday, and we had some overflow of customers, so they had asked if I would be willing to help out. And 3.5 hours later, I'd sold my first car, and I knew at that point I was in, and I haven't looked back.
You were hooked.
I was hooked.
Oh, my goodness. You started off as a student. You have internship programs. Georgian College has a pretty good automotive program as well. You also deal with other kids starting off in school in terms of, let's talk about your community service. You raise money for school supplies. You do a lot of work with
So we started last year called Cram the Ram, and it's our Cram the Ram Back to School Supplies Drive. So it came across when I have a 7-year-old daughter. And there was an email that was sent out regarding kids in this area who don't have the means for school supplies. And I got thinking about myself, and I couldn't imagine sending my daughter on the school bus to school, you know, without the backpack and lunch kit and everything she would need to succeed. So as a store, we got together and said, you know what, we've got to change this. So last year, we were able to raise enough money and school supplies with the help of the community, some of our other business partners, to outfit 90 students in this area with the back-to-school supplies they would need. So we have that ongoing now. So we take proceeds from every car we sell to put towards a fund where we're going to go out end of August with our community partners and purchase school supplies. So our plan is to double that from 90 to 180 backpacks this year so that all of these students can go to school on the right foot.
But it's not the only community initiative you're involved in, right? I mean, your motto is, your slogan is, you're the dealership with the biggest heart. What other community events do you partake in?
We're involved in a lot. So the school supplies is one. Gilda's Club, we're huge supporters of Gilda's Club and their Lakeside Party. Last year, we were the sponsors of the Matthews House Hospice main prize at their charity gala. We are huge supporters of Easter Seals. We were one of the hosts for the Great Canadian Giveaway gift box at Christmas time, which was over 700 gift boxes, you know, for homeless shelters in this area. We wrapped them all up at Christmas time and delivered them so that they would have basic necessities to get through the holidays as well.
Now, just finally, when you were growing up, who did you look up to? Who are your female role models? Who did you look up to?
So I was a competitive figure skater growing up. So I traveled quite a bit for that. So it was mostly figure skaters, you know, growing up that I looked up to. Now I would say, you know, Sheryl Sandberg, who's heavily involved in Facebook. She's someone I follow quite regularly. Richard Branson. I know he's a male, but
that's
right. You know, some of his quotes and stuff are very inspirational. And I think all of us together, if we all come together, we can do so much more.
This has been Women of Influence on 92.1 MyFM. Our guest has been Christy Fiennes, General Manager of 400 Chrysler and a woman of influence. Thank you very much.
Thank you.